Did you ever feel like you were about to lose your mind with your kids, your grandkids? They're just driving you crazy with some of the problems that they have. And maybe it's drugs, maybe it's wrong girlfriends, wrong boyfriends. Just, ugh. Did you ever feel depressed? You just thought, oh, I can't go on. You know, yeah, I know the scripture, but I just can't go on. I'm depressed. This is the program for you. Because we have such a special guest, John Ramirez, which is called, his book is called Armed and Dangerous. This tells you, don't you agree, how to take authority over the devil and put him in his place and not just, oh, well, you know, the devil's at me again. Hey, again is too soon. So you have the authority. And Sarah, I believe this is one of the best guests and best books we've ever had. Why? Because everybody needs to stop the devil and his tracks.
It's true. And you might be watching today. And of course, we'd love to have you call our website, get on the website or call our prayer center for prayer, because obviously you have needs in your life. But I just want to encourage you. I heard a testimony recently about a friend who had had cancer and diagnosed, and God, and she received prayer and God completely removed the cancer from her life. Oh. And I'm telling you, that's a 180 degree turnaround. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And partners, we want to thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word. Without partners, you wouldn't see us right now in this moment. Because of partners, they partner with us with prayer and finances. So thank you, thank you, thank you, partners, for being such an essential ingredient to this call, to this ministry, and to this day and this moment. Thank you. We appreciate you. And we're going to join this interview with John Ramirez. It's probably one of our favorite interviews that we've done and very essential for you to walk in the victory God has for you. Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Such an honor to have John Ramirez with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
this is amazing. Beautiful time to be here with you today. Thank you.
John, not everybody in our audience is familiar with you, kind of like, who's John? So could you give us just a quick little bio, like background, who you are, and then we'll jump right in. Because this book is fantastic, Armed and Dangerous. I like it because it's offensive. It's really nice. Right. So just give us a quick little bio on you.
Well, my quick bio is this. I always say God loved the misfit. And I was a devil worshiper for 25 years. I ran regions. I ran territory for the devil for 25 years. I astral projected. I was connected to principality, marine spirits for 25 years from New York City to Miami, from Miami to Cuba, Haiti, and back to New York. And I grew up at the age of 8. I was going to demon church at the age of 8, being groomed by warlocks and witches. And in 1999, Jesus knew my address. He took me to hell and brought me back. And today I'm just an evangelist, a volunteer, and a servant of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Amen.
So for how many years did you do all that demonic
25
stuff?
Years.
25 years.
25 years. In October 1999, it's amazing because October is devil's month. In December, it's a devil's month. Hmm. And I was preparing to do the biggest onslaught of devil of witchcraft. And God, I had a collision course with the cross of Jesus Christ, went to hell, came back, and God set me free. And today, I'm just in love with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And your book really shares that. But also, I like that you share in your book how we aggressively come against the enemy. We don't just look at him, but we are aggressive.
Yes.
This is very good in your book.
I believe in the book that a lot of believers today, my brothers and sisters who I love, I believe that we attack the enemy, but with fear and doubt. With fear and doubt. And we can't win a fight. We can't be victorious with fear and doubt. we need to exercise the authority. Jesus Christ said, I disarm. I mean, he disarmed them all. We need to be aggressive with our prayers. We need to be armed and dangerous with our prayer. We need to step into the devil's camp and take everything he's taken from us without fear and doubt to powerful, aggressive, and violent prayers. And we have victory in Jesus.
Sarah, I love this book because it makes you bold. Mm-hmm. Or it tells you what you are and what you can do. I think it is so good because a lot of times I think we cower, our circumstances are so overwhelming to us. But this book tells you how to speak to the mountain. Right. And what to say and how to get what's on the other side. So I encourage you to call in with your prayer request. You know, we don't counsel, but we love to pray with you. And they will pray with you. But get the book. And I like this because books work when you sleep. You know, I always get two or three books because I pass them on. And we want to be a blessing to others. And armed and dangerous, what are you armed to do?
Right. And one of the things in here that you talk about, John, is you said in here, you know, that a lot of times we don't talk, as believers, we don't talk about the devil. Mm-hmm. And why is that?
I think we have come to a place that we have downplayed the enemy of our soul. How would I downplay the enemy of our soul when I have to be vigilant against him? The Bible speaks about Jesus talked about more. Jesus and the Bible talked more about the devil and hell than anything else. So if God is talking about it, he's giving us an awareness of who the enemy is, then why are we shrinking back and not exposing the things that need to be exposed so we can be set free? Because I think a lot of believers, we need to know how to pray spiritual warfare prayers. And that's what's in that book, spiritual warfare prayers, to dismantle, to uproot, to take back what the enemy's doing, whether you're sick, whether it's sickness, a spirit of infirmity, spirit of suicide, oppression, depression, all these attacks in the mind that the enemy try to take over our mind and control our mind. Because when I was a devil worshiper, my thing was to get into your mind. If I can control your mind, I can control your heart. If I can control your heart, then I had you. So today, as believers, I'm teaching believers that the devil don't have to live in your mind when you have the mind of Christ. When you have the peace of God, we are the tabernacle of the New Testament. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Let's walk and live in that authority that God has given us.
Mm-hmm. And it's time to pray. The how-to is in the book.
Yes.
The how-to
is in the book. You know what happened a lot of times? We get a lot of books. They talk about the enemy, but not exposing the enemy. We talk about the enemy, but we're not confronting the enemy. And this book teaches you how to confront the enemy with the power and the anointing and the unction that God has given us to the Holy Spirit. And we could take the authority. We have the authority. We have the victory. And this book teaches you how to live and be equipped. Because without being equipped and having the knowledge, the Lord said, without my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Spiritual warfare, it is the fight of the end times. And here you have it in the book. Mm-hmm. And it's coming from an ex-devil worshiper. They know the other side for 25 years.
Yeah, it's like a secret CIA plant spy. Right. Like, here's how to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's totally good. So, like on page 108, you have all these prayers right here, declarations, prayer points. And I'm telling you, you completely want to get this book because it will help revolutionize your thinking and also your prayer life. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple of copies because you got friends that you want to pass them around to. It'll be super insightful and helpful to you to really live an offensive life. Not just kind of defensive and passive and apathetic. And so the other thing too, you know, you talk about the devil and exposing the devil and going after the devil. Are there some ways that you could help us recognize what the devil does? Because a lot of times the devil tries to masquerade and disguise and kind of do smoke and mirrors. Give us some key points on recognizing the devil.
I mean, the enemy, the Bible said the enemy comes as an angel of light, right? And he tried to masquerade himself to be an angel of light, a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if it doesn't match up to the word of God, you know, or you're having demonic dreams and you're trying to exercise a demonic dream, you're thinking about cut the rope. You know, renew your prayer life. Renew your prayer life to spiritual warfare. Recognize the patterns and cycles of the enemy. The kingdom of Jesus Christ works in principles. The principles of the kingdom of Jesus Christ are in the Bible. The kingdom of the devil is patterns and cycles. He has nothing new. He can't create nothing new. He's been created, so he's done. He's a bootleg. He's done. We need to understand and operate in the spirit realm. You know, one of the greatest prayers I pray for myself, Lord, give me discernment. Show me what's in the spirit realm. Show me how to see in the spirit realm. Lord, so I could dismantle the works of the enemy through these prayers, through this book. This is heaven sent for the believers that wants to finish their race. Mm-hmm.
Discerning. I think people get nervous over that word, but basically it's to know.
It's to know.
No, don't make it, oh, I'm not discerning.
Don't make it super spiritual.
You can know.
It's to know.
Right.
Because if you don't know, then you're off balance. If you don't know, then you don't have advantage. If you don't know, you don't have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. When you know, and you got the mind of Christ, who could be against you? Well, God is with you. How awesome is that? Thank you, Jesus.
Seriously. You know, the other thing too, what kind of, after you were, and you talk a little bit about it in the book, but after you came out of all that satanic stuff, what were some of the attacks of the devil that kind of rose up against you and tried to get you to go back, return?
I think it was 30 days of torment. It was 30 days of torment, and it was like I would have to sleep during the day to wait at night for the attacks to come in my house. My blood would go cold. The devil would choke me through my throat. I couldn't scream out the word of Jesus. I was paralyzed. The bed would shake. Sometimes I would lay in the bed and fall asleep, and I felt like Jezebel would lay in my bed. I felt the body go on down, then the whole bed goes cold. Torment after torment after torment. So I thought I made a bad decision. I'm like, Lord, I gave my life to you, and I came with you, and I had $100,000 worth of witchcraft stuff in my house, human bones. I had everything, blood, everything. Oh. I had dirt from cemeteries, from all cemeteries in the five boroughs. I had all kind of stuff, and I was like, Lord, I gave all that up to follow you. Why am I being tormented? I'm losing my mind. I can't sleep anymore. But in the end of the story, God got the last laugh. Because Jesus Christ, one day I was just worshiping, and the Lord told me, you remember when you asked me these questions, I wanted to see how much you love me, how much you trust me. Mm-hmm. And no devil, no witch, no hell ever torment John Ramirez again. Mm-hmm. Because I learned how to fight. Mm-hmm. Through my prayers.
You really learned to fight with the Word.
With the Word. With the Word of God and through these prayers. Because
right.
If you mix the faith, God's Word, and strategic prayers, you can bring down anything in the enemy's camp. That is opposing you and opposing you from God's best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a victorious Christian life. It's not saying it. It's just living it.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is I just want to tell our audience, make sure that you hop on the phone, get on the website, call. We want to pray for you. Whatever the needs are, you might have financial needs, physical needs, healing needs, all kinds of needs in your life. We want to pray for you and grab your copy, Armed and Dangerous. We're going to come back in just a quick little second, but John's going to pray for us at the end of this program. John's going to pray and really help and really break some of that demonic strongholds and those powers. So I don't want you to think, well, you know, I could take a break and I don't need to come back and watch the rest of it. You absolutely do. Because I would bet dollars to donuts that you have some areas in your life that you need victory. The devil's tried to take you to the mat and be victorious over you, and you need to have the victory in those areas. So make sure you watch all the way through, because we're going to be praying for you here at the end, and God's going to do some amazing, incredible, liberating things for you.
The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you can push back the gates of hell. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Armed and Dangerous, the ultimate battle plan for targeting and defeating the enemy by John Ramirez. With passion and insight gained from years on the front lines of spiritual warfare, John Ramirez equips you with the biblical weapons and practical strategies you need to battle the enemy successfully, including how to fight with your God-given authority, take back what the devil has stolen, fortify your mind and heart against attacks, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's dynamic 2-CD teaching, Satan Proof Your Home. These hard-hitting messages unveil Satan's most subtle devices and give you practical counsel concerning your entire household. And to complete this powerful offer, we will include our spiritual authority scripture card filled with the verses you need to take into battle to stop Satan dead in his tracks. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Everything I read in the Bible is for us to win. We're to win. We're to win over principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And John, I like this especially because we don't just talk about it. This shows you how to do it.
How to do it.
How to win, because you came out of a demonic background and now full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word of God. And really, I notice how Jesus handled the devil. He just said, it's written.
Amen.
And so tell us about what's in your book, because everyone watching right now needs this book. It's the how-to. You got to have it.
Amen. You know, I think one of the things, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just speechless to be sitting next to you. I watched on TV as a baby Christian. I said, this lady is out of the box. I want to be like her and how God has used you and your walking miracle. So thank God for your ministry and who you are. And I think the book explains, you could be the greatest athlete in the world, right? And I just want to metaphor this. You could be the greatest athlete. You could be training for, you could be the person that you could be, have the potential to win a gold medal. But the person takes you in and train you how to win the gold medal. You could be the best Christian in the world, but this book train you how to be armed and dangerous, how to learn how the enemy operates, how the enemy tries to infiltrate our lives, our families, our finances, you know, how he tried to weaken us as a Christian walk, I believe. But the unique thing about this book, it teaches you how to fight back, how to be in the offense. Sometimes Christians stay too much on the defense and we get beat up so much spiritually and we're like, I'm waiting on God. But you're bleeding. I'm waiting on God, but you got a black eye. You're bleeding, but, you know, your body's bruised. We need to take a stand and know that the prayers of this book are mixing in with faith and the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The devil don't stand a chance.
Well, I like this. It says, one believing mate sanctifies the household.
Amen.
So one believer in the house who knows how to take hold of mm-hmm. the Word of God and come against the enemy who's trying to steal and devour their home. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you could be the one
Amen.
To set your family aside, and you are there and your word, your anointing, and the how to, because maybe your son is coming home drunk every night. Maybe your husband is out fooling around with other women, and spirits are behind these kind of things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tormenting your home. I mean, God always looked for one person in the Bible. He looked for Moses. He looked for an Esther. He looked for King
right.
David. He looked for one person. God wasn't looking for 20 people. One person in a house can turn, you can turn your house upside down against the enemy's camp and make your house a holy place to live for Jesus Christ. Whether your son is on drugs, your son is in jail, whether your son is using a crack, or your son is being tormented by spirit, or your son is on medication, I mean on pills, and you want your family to be set free. How do I set my family free? What do I do? How do I pray? Because prayer is the oxygen, and spiritual warfare is what the enemy is afraid of. General prayers are nice, but they don't bring down targets and dismantle and uproot anything that the enemy has thrown at us. And today I want to teach believers. I love my brothers and sisters. I get the emails in my ministry. I'm being tormented. The devil is in my house. My marriage is not right. My kid is into different lifestyles. How do I set my family free? Well, here it is. Go for it.
I like certain pages, you know, and Sarah referred to this, you know, the prayers of battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on page, let's see, 56. And I love that. I mean, if you got this book just for that, to know how to pray in the battle, but it's not just praying, it's winning.
Winning.
God wants us to win. This is a book to put on your winning list. The game is not over. You say, well, I'm really in a battle, but the game is not over till you win. And this is the how-to for that. Don't you agree?
I agree. And you also have a chapter in here about Valley of Dry Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of liken that to the modern church. Help us get our head around that. What does that mean?
I think, and again, I love the church, man. I live for God. I live for the church, my brothers and sisters. And one time I used to hate Christians so much when I was on the other side. Now I love Christians. I love my brothers and sisters. And when I mean with that, I know the Ezekiel 38, speaks about the valley of dry bones, and it speaks about a community, a neighborhood. It speaks about a people that decay spiritually. Decay spiritually, and the church at large has decayed spiritually because now it's all motivated speaking, life coach. I mean, Christ didn't die on the cross for us to be life coaches. He died on the cross for us to set us free, amen. So we can get back home to heaven. Right. But you know, God gave the Israelites the promised land, right? But there was enemies in the promised land to fight. So we have spiritual enemies, even though God has given us the victory at the cross. The cross is the beginning of getting your salvation, gets you into the game. Now it's time to fight. And how do you fight? By being armed and dangerous for Jesus Christ and for your family and for your loved one and your community. There's things that's going on in your community that's plaguing your family. There's things, there's bars. They got all kinds of different clubs in your community. There's people selling drugs in your community. How do you get those devils out of your community? By learning how to pray.
Mm-hmm. So you could drive by communities and pray over them and take authority.
Take authority. That's what I used to do in the spirit realm. When I was in the devil's camp, I used to take over communities or lay hands on churches so they can close down. You know, I would do these demonic things because I was ignorant at the time. I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But now that I'm in Christ, I carry the unction of the Holy Spirit. I lay hands on places that it is stealing the blessings of my community because I learned how to use the prayers that God has given me. This is heaven sent. These are prayers that works. I guarantee you, I promise you, my life is free because I know spiritual warfare. And the devil hates spiritual warfare. And if you arm in danger of spiritual warfare, you can take over your community. There's people in your family across the hall that's being tormented, you know?
Yes.
But we need to stand for them too. There's people in the neighborhood that the kids are on drugs or families that are broken, dismantled in pieces. Pray for them too. Learn how to pray. Take back your community. Take back your neighborhood. Take back your region for Jesus Christ.
Well, I like this especially because I think we want to do that, but we think we're not spiritual enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this book shows you that in Christ, hey, all these things are actually your ministry. We say, well, that's a special ministry. That's just somebody who has a ministry to cast out demons. But really, it's a sign to follow believers.
Mm-hmm.
We're all believers.
All of us. So those that believe that God can do it. If you believe God or His word, He can do it. He's going to do it because God is looking around to find someone that wants to do with Him. Mm-hmm. You know, so the prayers of this book, the essence of the prayer of this book is to keep you on the victory side. I think a lot of believers like to pray, but they're not consistent.
Uh-huh.
And consistency is what wins victory.
Right.
Consistent wins the fight. That's
right.
Why the lady came to the judge. The judge just said, I don't believe in God. I don't fear God. But she was consistent. And she got the victory. And we need to be consistent to prayer, to spiritual warfare prayer. And we need to, like I said, we don't need to be the valley of the dry bones.
No.
We need to be armed and dangerous and take back the territory, the neighborhood, the region, and our families. Learn how to pray. Time to pray.
And the valley of dry bones, it was when the bones came together.
Oh.
And the flesh came on the
mm-hmm.
bones, and then God said, prophesied to the bones,
mm-hmm.
and breath entered them, and they became a great army.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the objective, is each individual is a soldier and in a fight and offensive to go after it. And the other thing about, this is interesting, the armor of God, I don't know if you've seen this before, but it's not defensive armor. It's not with your back.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
It's with your front. It's all front. Offensive.
Offensive.
So
yes.
It's forward.
Forward.
And it's
yes.
moving
awesome.
And it's taking territory.
Amen.
And
to
not
that.
Kind of being
yeah.
backpedaling
yeah.
and turning and all
because
that.
Because the shrinking
it's offensive.
Back, shrinking back brings unbelief. So that's why God didn't talk about in the back. That is an awesome analogy because there's nothing in the back, man. We call it to go forward. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We're moving forward. We're the church of the book of Acts. We move forward. You know, we're not to call it to shrink back. If you shrink back, then God will be unpleased. I don't want to unplease God. I want to unplease the enemy.
And I have a word for everyone watching. And the word is easy now, persistent.
Amen.
Persistent.
Good word.
You
word.
Say, well, it hasn't happened. I've prayed for years. Persistent.
Mm-hmm.
What did God say to you today? What are you going to remember? I'm going to be persistent.
Amen.
Persistent. Don't give up. Remember, the game is not over till you win. And how to win. I think a lot of people give in, Christians, to depression and to loved ones who have depression. Folks, we shouldn't be depressed, and we should take authority over that. And so take this book and use it. Let it be something powerful in your life that you use. Because I don't want just books sitting on a shelf. I want something that enables me to go out and say, hey, I win in this situation. Jesus in me is bigger than the circumstance out here. So call in with your prayer requests. We love to pray, not counsel, and get 10 books.
Amen.
The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you can push back the gates of hell. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Armed and Dangerous, the ultimate battle plan for targeting and defeating the enemy by John Ramirez. With passion and insight gained from years on the front lines of spiritual warfare, John Ramirez equips you with the biblical weapons and practical strategies you need to battle the enemy successfully, including how to fight with your God-given authority, take back what the devil has stolen, fortify your mind and heart against attacks, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's dynamic 2-CD teaching, Satan Proof Your Home. These hard-hitting messages unveil Satan's most subtle devices and give you practical counsel concerning your entire household. And to complete this powerful offer, we will include our spiritual authority scripture card filled with the verses you need to take into battle to stop Satan dead in his tracks. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
We're so happy, John. I'm glad, I'm thrilled, absolutely delighted that we get to introduce you to our audience. But I'd like for you to pray for each person watching, because they have needs in their heart and need to have some offensive, victory, aggressive prayers in their hearts for their needs. So would you pray for our audience?
Yeah, I want to pray for the audience today. I want to teach the audience that this works. Mm-hmm. I want to teach how these prayer works. And if you get touched today, call the program, give your testimony.
Right.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put the devil on notice. We're attacking every demonic spirit that's attacking our audience today. Father God, we sit with Jesus in the highest and the highest places. I mean, every devil, witchcraft, voodoo, every demonic spirit, oppression, depression, suicide, every demonic of affliction and affliction of our people today, our brothers and sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ, we destroy, dismantle, we uproot sickness, unbelief, we destroy fear in the name of Jesus Christ, doubt in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we destroy the works of the enemy against every believer that's listening today. Destroy, dismantle, and uproot in Jesus. The devil, we put you on notice. We give an eviction notice today. We draw the line with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command you to leave right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So good.
It is so good. And again, we always want to encourage you to call in your prayer requests because we like to pray. Prayer changes things.
Right.
Exactly. You would say exactly. And I know that from many years of experience. So please feel free to call us and let us pray with you, not counsel, but pray with you. And of course, folks, I like books. They are missionaries. They'll work while you sleep. So get the books, send out the missionaries, and let people be blessed and helped.